This sounds like an exciting initiative. Renewable energy company Genesis Eco Energy Developments seems to be partnering with a Swedish floating wind farm developer, Hexicon, to establish some offshore wind farms for electricity generation in South Africa. Now, a Business Insider ran the story and they spoke about 7 sites possibly being identified as these potential floating wind farms. Let's speak to Genesis Eco Energy Director, Davin Chan, who joins me on the line now to share more on what sounds like a pretty exciting project. Davin, good afternoon. Thank you for being with us today. What can you tell us about what's on the cards in terms of these investments?
Well, I think firstly, it's going to be the first kind in South and Southern Africa. So that for us is quite exciting in itself. The second important thing is that it is in terms of South Africa's drive for a green economy and particularly the oceans economy. It's going to start making use as we move to construction in time to come of the skills and expertise in South Africa, and particularly our maritime and offshore skills that we have here. So for us, that is a fairly significant plus as well, that we won't necessarily be having to use the skills and expertise of those that have done it overseas, because we have a flourishing maritime sector off our coastline, and certainly that's going to be a significant plus for us moving into the future. And of course, the investment that's going to come with it from the large companies that will also participate as we move forward. So I think in several fronts, we think it is quite an important move for South Africa.
Right. Are offshore wind farms more prolific than land-based wind farms?
Look, not at this stage. What we are seeing, particularly in the Northern Hemisphere, slowly starting to move into more of the developing economies, is a move towards offshore wind farms, and that's specifically because the resource is a lot more predictable. It's a lot more of a steady wind, a much more easily harvestable wind. And, of course, in the Northern Hemisphere, with the constraints they have for land-based wind farming, you are seeing this large uptake. So, of course, it means bigger plant. It means much larger energy production. And I think from a South African point of view, we are ideally blessed because we have this abundance of capacity onshore and now both offshore. So I think, you know, we're in an ideal situation, and as a country, we really need to make use of these opportunities that we have with this abundant natural resource around us.
And Business Insider has spoken about these 7 offshore wind farms that appear to be in the offing. What locations are you looking at around the country, Davin?
Look, I divulge right now. It's a bit sensitive sometimes from a development and a competitor point of view. But I think the ideal thing is that, unlike some of the onshore developments, we've really got to do a significant amount of prospecting work to find exactly the right spot. One of the attractions of the offshore environment is that if you're not too far off the coast and you're not in too complex territory, that you've got a very good harvestable resource right around the coastline. And, of course, the key thing is going to be locating this close to points where you can connect the electricity supply into the national grid. So that is a conversation we'll be having with Eskom around grid development and the ideal location. So there are a number of factors that obviously we'll be looking at that will dictate in the end where the final locations will be for these facilities.
Thank you so much for speaking to us this evening. Davin Chan, he's the director of Genesis Eco Energy Developments.